Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
You can't get on American Idol if you don't audition. This is the Grown Up Atlanta After Show.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. Just a little shoulder today.
I know.
A little shoulder today. Okay.
That's all we need, a little shimmy. That's it. What's going on, everybody? You are watching and listening to the Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV Network. On tonight's episode, we will be talking about how Remarkable's brand is too big to audition. Does Walker really know what retirement is? And Shania has to check up on Bow Wow. Plus, we have Miss Conversation Peace back, so she'll be doing her special segment tonight. Who said it? And we have our fan shout-outs, news and gossip, and so much more. So before we get into tonight's episode, let's introduce our wonderful panel here. Like I just said, Miss Conversation Peace is back, baby.
Hello, how are you guys? I missed y'all.
We missed you.
I think they missed you, too, and we definitely missed you. What's up, y'all? It's Byron K in the house.
What's going on, Byron?
What up?
Yes. So let's talk about it. Episode 8, Season 3, No Regrets, all about pretty much Remarkable. I mean, what's our overall thoughts about tonight's episode?
Ooh, child, I had high hopes for Remarkable now.
Yeah.
This whole, like, boss meeting, sit down. You ain't bossy enough, sis. Come correct when you talk to the Brad and Deb, okay?
She was kind of spicy, son. Just a little spicy. I think there should be plenty of regrets on this episode. And yeah. I feel like the regrets should go all around the table, but you know, eh.
Exactly.
Who am I, right?
Exactly, like everybody's having regrets. Walker, and now he did his whole little quick trip to LA.
Regret.
Which, you know.
He knew somebody was going to film him.
Okay. I'm like, Walker, you still Walker Flocker. Like, and you went to a festival that
day. And he's tall. He like 6'11.
Yeah. Yeah. You knew somebody's going to let you know. But before we talk about Walker, let's talk about Remarkable. And her brand is just too big to audition.
Regret.
I didn't even know Easy had the other daughter that wasn't on Sweet 16. So, Remarkable, your brand, sweetie. I didn't know who. I thought it was just a word.
Hey, that's crazy. You're right. She's not even the most famous Eazy-E's daughter.
Yeah, I didn't really know who she was. But, you know, she said she was a queen of the South. Maybe because we're not in the South, we don't.
I'm from the South.
Oh, well.
I don't know who she is.
Who? Okay. So, we open up with her not wanting to audition. It's time for the boot camp. It's Deb. It's DeBrat. It's everybody. A big turnout. A huge turnout.
Yeah.
And we see the producers outside, like, okay, we're going to walk Remarkable in. She's not going to audition. She just wants to talk. And when she gets in there, it was kind of calm, but DeBrat and Miss Deb pretty much set the tone. Like, girl, why do you feel like you don't have to audition? And they're right.
Well, I'm the type of person, I don't like to stand in line, so I get it. Like, maybe she wanted a VIP pass so she could just walk up and get on stage, but obviously that's not what she wanted. She wanted to just be in the boot camp. But I'm just saying, maybe if that accommodation was there, she would have been more like, okay, I'll get up here if you schedule me a time at 1:15.
I'll perform. I can see that. I can see that.
But that goes back to her feeling privileged, which she said she didn't feel privileged. And like, okay, so she's Eazy-E's daughter, but she claims that she don't want to use that, right?
Hello.
So why else should she get a fast pass at the front of the line?
She said she worked hard for years.
But she, like Deb said, she doesn't know any of the other people there. Some people are signed to label, some people have been signed.
That's
so
true.
What makes you different? My biggest thing is, if you're going to be an artist, she claims she's an artist, right?
Right.
If you're going to be an artist, then be an artist. What would an artist do? Hop up on stage. If it's, put yourself in her shoes. So let's say that we're already hosts here at AfterBuzz, right? Mm-hmm. But let's say there's somebody out there who's an OG, who's at the top of the game, whether it's Mario Lopez, shoot, we have them, Maria Menounos and Kevin Undergaro, and they say, we want to put you guys in a boot camp. Even though we have this experience, we want to get better. So whatever that entails, we're going to do it. Like, for us, we would be happy to jump up there and host, because that's what we do. We're passionate.
Right.
So if she's an artist, she should be passionate. She should love to get up on stage. And if she's as good as she say,
but we're not someone's child, I guess. So we should be happy in her mind.
We don't have the name behind us.
But she's not using the name. See, it's one thing if you're going to use a name, like I'm Eazy-E's daughter and own that. But mm-hmm. she's saying, that's not me. I'm my own person. So be your own person. Jump up on the stage.
That is true.
It's like you just got to pick a side. Like, if you're not going to use the name, then go up there and make a name.
I don't even remember her last performance. It wasn't that remarkable. I remember she had a red wig on. That's all I remember. I mean, I remember it. True. It was not remarkable, sis. Yeah. I don't remember it.
And I just remember Brat saying, take off your sunglasses. Mm-hmm. And that's it. But I don't remember the song or the moves. Did she dance?
But if she's that advanced, then she should have hopped up on that stage and showed everybody else at the boot camp how it should be done. And if she's that dope, she should just show them how it's done.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I feel like she didn't want to embarrass herself and give them the opportunity to say, no, you're not good enough for us. And that's the whole point of her saying that this is going to hurt my brand, because you don't think you're good enough, sweetie. If you were confident, you would. If somebody say, go freestyle right now, if she gets on the Breakfast Club and see the guy says freestyle, you going to freestyle or not? You know what I mean?
That's true.
And that's the thing about just being an artist. If you're going to be an artist, then be one.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I think they would have even let her in regardless. Like, all she had to do was just show that she was willing to get up on stage.
They said,
like, she was already in the boot camp anyways, but she still has to go through the process.
Yeah.
That's what sucks, because she really could have just sat up there, sang one song, or rapped one song, and they probably would have let her in.
It was more so pride.
Yeah, do you feel like she's just egotistical? Because you got to think about how she did her boyfriend. She's not answering his calls.
Very true.
She's showing up late to dinner, acting like, well, I'm here now, let's eat, you know? Then Brat is like, okay, here's the boot camp. Oh, I'm not in it? What you mean? And then her mom, was she was telling her.
Oh, yeah.
You remember, like, this is going to hurt your brand. It's just all the people around her, I feel like, are bringing her down. Like, the team, that manager was out of line. Like, I don't even know who the manager lady is. Like, you know, there are some famous managers out there that we can recognize, but you're not one of them.
No. Not at all.
Like Ms. Depp.
Yeah.
Exactly. And let's talk about that whole sit down, because it was totally left field. So after Remarkable talks to BT, BT says you need to sit down with the OGs, Deb and Brat, and just, you know, show them how humble you are. So she schedules the meeting, which is cool, but it's like when Deb and DeBrat get there, everybody who we've never even seen, one, you have two managers, and then you brought your assistant, and it's like, okay, everybody has to be in this meeting. The assistant couldn't be outside. One manager couldn't be with you. But, you know, turns left.
It's so strange, because I'm going to have to look her up, because when did she get a whole team of people, and what are they doing? Right. What are their job descriptions? I mean, we know the name of the job, but I'm like, what are they managing? Because I haven't seen her perform.
I think it was more so to prove a point, because from what I'm gathering from this whole situation is she's basically saying indirectly that I'm beyond this part of the process. Mm-hmm. So let me grab me a team just to show you how ahead I am. Like, I already got this going. I just need y'all to help me with what I want to be helped with, not what y'all think I need help with.
And exactly when they walked out the door, Brat and Deb, they say, you don't need us. All right, sis, you good. We'll see you on the other side. And that's right. If you get everything, what do you need? You need me to write your rhymes for you? What you need from the Brat? What you need from Deb? You got a manager. You going to get a third manager?
I know.
Deb's not going to be third seat. I'm sorry.
That seemed more like they tried to have a negotiation instead of a discussion. Like, they were trying to negotiate terms of the agreement. And it's like, there's no agreement. You just got to hop up on stage and become a part of this.
She didn't want to rap in that setting. I would have had my mic set up like, okay, they're going to show up on my turf. I got a mic. Let's go. Let me show you what I'm working with. She still just don't want to perform it. Does she really have a passion?
I would have saw the crowd of people and got excited. Like, oh, I get to perform in front of all these people. All right, let me show you how it's done. Mm-hmm. Or something. Just something.
Just show me something. Like you were saying in this conversation piece, she could have just rapped right there. She could have been like, okay, I didn't want to do it in front of people, but let me spit my bars and audition for you here. Mm-hmm. But then she had her manager speak for her. And it's like, girl, why? Then the manager said, I'm feeling attacked. We shouldn't feel attacked.
Feeling attacked? They try to get a rise out of the Brat. You know how people like to play victim, and they know that she's, hit someone in the head with a bottle before, so.
I know. She thinking she might get another paycheck.
Exactly. They need to stop trying to Brat.
So do y'all think that move and that decision that Remarkable made to just disassociate with the whole boot camp, do you think that's going to affect her career in any type of way? Like, her actual career moving forward? Like, beyond the show, do you think it's going to affect her career?
I don't think that will. I think her attitude will. Because if you're coming at the Brat and the Deb and they were trying to help you, like, I don't see what the whole issue back and forth should have been. It shouldn't have been that meeting. It shouldn't have been the back and forth. Mm. It should have been like, I'm working with the Brat. That's the first female platinum artist, rap artist.
I wouldn't have turned away from the Brat, period. I don't care what I didn't want to do. It's like, this is the Brat. This is history right here in front of me. A walking legend who's still on the earth, alive, that can help me. Mm-hmm. Why not?
Yeah.
Exactly. And why didn't the other manager really speak? Or maybe he did and we just didn't see it. Because I would have loved to hear what he had to say. Or why didn't he kind of just put his two cents in, like, everybody, let's calm down, or try to, like, just mellow everybody out? Because if you see your business partner and your other manager getting ready to turn up, and you know you're sitting in front of some important people as well, you know, why wouldn't you tell her, hey, girl, calm down real quick. We still need these people in our corner. Like,
she was probably his boss.
Okay. And it's like, the Brat's on Dish Nation. Like, that's another look you could have got. You could have got on that show through that connection. Like, you got to think about the connections, too.
Yeah.
I don't like the way she handled it after the fact with the meeting. Like, it's one thing for her to walk out and, like, maybe hit him up and be like, look, y'all, this is what was running through my head at the time. This is why that conversation went left or whatever. Mm-hmm. But to try to have this sit down, I thought that she was just going to have, like, just a sit down, like, her and them and just get it out. But exactly. She literally had the whole team.
That's what they thought. They walked in. They should have been feeling attacked. You got three people up in here to tell me what? That I better put Remarkable in the boot camp?
Yeah.
No, you can't tell me what to do. This is my boot camp.
The manager overstepped because, like, I think it was Deb, maybe the Brat, but they said that the manager was putting words in Remarkable's mouth. And you could see that as the manager was talking, Remarkable was just kind of like, you could tell she's kind of like, what do I say? Like, this is my manager. She just got to talk. But she wasn't really feeling it. That and it showed at the end because she started crying. That's how you know that it didn't go the way she wanted it to, because she started, like, bawling at the end.
She has to be able to take rejection. I mean, if you're making a decision, you need to stand behind it and find a way on your own. Like, I don't think they're going to have beef with her. They probably look at her like she's arrogant or something like that. But a lot of people are arrogant. Kanye West is arrogant. He has those episodes all the time. So it's just like, your artistry better be able to back all that arrogance up, honey.
That part. I agree, too.
One thing I do agree here is the love that we have for you guys out there in the AfterBuzz TV universe. Byron, go ahead and tell them how much we love them.
Yes, we love y'all so much, and we just want to thank y'all for helping us to remain the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to have that title, we ask a few quick things. First of all, please, if you're watching us, subscribe on YouTube. Give us a thumbs up. Most importantly, leave a comment, because we read those. If you're listening to us, we're on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Give us 5 stars. Listen to us there and show us your support there as well, so that way we can keep bringing that fire. Y'all, we love you and we thank you.
Yes, we do.
Thank y'all. So let's move on to Waka here, because does he really know what retirement is? I mean, Waka, he said he's out the studio. He's putting 100% into his wife, you know, Tammy, and her project, this whole album. They're in the studio feeling this little Jamaican vibe song, which was a cute song. I like that, Tammy. Go ahead, girl. But while he's in the car with his brother, he tells his brother, I'm going to run off to L.A. I'm going to, you know, go get this bag real quick, but I'm not going to tell Tammy. Tammy ends up finding out while she's in the studio waiting for Waka, and everything goes to the left. Do we think that Waka should have just told Tammy to begin with?
Hello, yes. Why, having me wait on you is the worst thing. That's just like what Remarkable did to her boyfriend. You standing somebody up, that's horrible. And then you're not answering the phone. And then when you answer, you in the concert.
Here's the thing. It's better to get cussed out on the front end than the back end. So just tell her before you do it. Get cussed out then, and then go do it. And then come back, and it's worth it.
Well, but he thinks she gonna shut it down if he tell her before.
Well, just be like, babe, I know you're going to be mad. I know you're going to cuss me out, and I'm cool with that. But just know I'm about to go do this show. What can she do at that point? At least she can't say he didn't communicate. The biggest thing is communication.
She could just go to the studio with some more people. Like, I don't think she has to go with him.
She don't. Yeah. But that's the thing. He didn't let her know ahead of time, so she thought that he was going to be there. So it's about communicating. Just take it in the front end. Mm-hmm. So at the back end, because she's madder at the back end, because she had to find out.
On Instagram. Dudes, you guys are so stupid. We are the number one investigative people on Instagram, women. We can find out anything. Okay? Stop it.
Man, y'all be on it.
A mess. But I'm like, Waka, you up here doing a festival at that. Not little small concert, not somebody's birthday party like he has said, but you doing a full headlining festival.
In L.A.
In L.A.
All she had to do was search his hashtag and the video came up.
Video came right up. I'm like, are y'all serious? And she up here, listen, Waka, I'm going to change the locks. So you try to come back and try to kiss my butt, the locks will be changed.
He thought buying her something with the little $50,000 was gonna help, but she's like, I don't care about no $50,000. I'm like, hold up, Tammy, we do care about the bags, okay? I don't care if that's a little amount to you. You're a millionaire. You still, that's a nice little lump sum.
Right. I mean, I know he was doing that, you know, for the money, but just tell me, like, babe, I'm about to go get this bag. Okay, let me cancel the studio session, because now I waste the money.
But I'm serious. Was Walker really that big where he should be getting paid $50,000 a show? I mean, I like
Walker
him.
Had a whole wave back in the day, for real.
He did.
He had a whole wave.
But is it $50,000 wave right now?
You got to think, we're talking L.A. money. In L.A., $50,000 is different.
Okay. All right. He still got it.
Yeah, and I'm like, does he really know? So he said he's not in the studio making new music, but he's still doing shows. So it's like part-time retirement type of thing.
Part-time retirement.
Because, like, you don't say, like, hey, baby, I'm out the game. You know, I just want to focus on you, this record label, this music. But then you go and doing show here. So you're not retired.
No, Snoop Dogg's still going. He's like 50.
Did he retire though?
Snoop Dogg never said I'm retiring. Walker said I'm retiring.
But I'm just saying he's at an age where he probably could go ahead and retire, and he's made way more money than Walker. But he's gonna keep going. So I feel like if it's in you, like I said, the passion. If Remarkable was really passionate, she would have got up on that stage, because you don't ever get tired of doing it. You're gonna be rapping till you're 60.
And that's perfect, because I want to just let everybody know there's no such thing as retiring as a rapper. Rappers never retire. Jay-Z tried it. It didn't work. I think Diddy may have tried it. It didn't work. Wayne tried it at one point, but because he had to, and that still didn't work. He's back. You can't retire as a rapper. Andre 3000, and I'll leave it at this example. Oh, yeah. He's done retired, but if he wants to make a song, he's going to make a song. And guess what? We all going to listen to it.
All I know is Drake better not retire. I love him.
He said he's retiring at 35. He said it's already funded. He said it in a song.
I don't believe him.
I don't believe it either.
He's not going to retire, especially if he's still the number one rapper. He's not going to.
He ain't doing it.
The bag is too big, which is why I agree with Waka, but I disagree with the lack of communication. Please communicate better.
Please. Please.
Just a little bit.
So, speaking of communication, Shania. So, Shania, here she is. She has to go check up on Bow, because Bow Wow is still messing around with Corey. So, they need to have a whole little talk, because as Shania is having her 21st birthday party shoot type of thing, Anaya comes and she's like, hey, Corey got a mugshot. Pulled up all receipts on her. So Shania's like, Bow, did you know about this? Clearly in Bow Wow's face, you know he didn't know. But here it is, right there in his face. So now he doesn't want to make Corey mad. He doesn't want to do anything out of the ordinary, because Corey got arrested for terrorist threats.
I think I made a few terrorist threats. But ooh, you can't Google it, though. So I just want to know, why didn't Bow Wow Google it himself? Because I do that. Like, if I meet somebody, I want to know what you've been doing. I'm going to look you up.
Why didn't the team, like, check into her?
Yeah, they doing everything else.
I don't think Bow Wow wanted the team involved. You know, Bow Wow's going to do what Bow Wow's going to do.
Yeah, because the team don't really like her. But I feel like by them not really wanting her around, they would have, like, looked it up just the same way that Anaya did.
Right.
It's just weird that nobody knew that she had messed with Fetty Wap, because that's, like, a big thing to know. It's hard to miss something like that.
Yeah.
Especially, like,
when
it's an industry thing. Like, the record may be one thing, because you may have to actually dig and, like, type in her government and, like, scroll through some pages and records and all that. That's different. But for her to... You're in the rap industry. Fetty Wap is in the rap industry. How'd you not know that?
They're not friends. And look at Future took two of his girls.
Which is even more so why he should know. Because, like, it's a small...
I don't think Bow Wow pays attention.
It's a small circle of people who take Bow Wow's girls.
Yeah,
because well, Fetty had her Future. First, so...
True.
That's very true. But that's also true. Like, why didn't BT kind of know? Like, he's in the radio biz. Maybe he kind of saw her around. I mean, he does see 1,000 people every day, but...
I didn't know nothing about her. These guys date different girls all the time. You see how Bow Wow switches them out. I think they like to pass the girls around. They like to date the same girls.
I think she was planted in that club, bro. Because what made him just pick out green dress out of every girl that was... Every girl in the club had a booty.
He liked hers.
Yeah.
Okay.
And plus he has a type. I mean, she did kind of favor Kaomi.
Yeah.
He likes the violent type.
So you think he's just attracting it unknowingly? Like the crazy girl?
Maybe it's because energy he puts out, somehow the universe brings it back to him.
Bow Wow. You better save your place, honey.
Okay. Just a mess, Bow. I'm like, you need to get this together. So here they are. Corey comes out the room. Here she goes, babe, what you doing? You know, staying at her place, their place.
If she say babe one more time.
What you doing out there, babe? And pretty much said, Bow Wow, so we go together, right? Like, you my man? Just letting him know, this is it. But, I mean, she has every right to, because she did say in the beginning, yep, if we get intimate, you're my man. Bow Wow said, oh no, we're not doing that. He put the brakes on that quickly. And it's like, Bow, she already told you.
Right.
It reminds me of that movie, Thin Line Between Love and Hate. Y'all remember that?
Yes.
Something bad's going to happen.
Okay.
Bow Wow, stop playing with people's feelings. Like, right, guys, y'all got to stop doing that.
I don't do that. No, I'll be honest. Good. Listen, I learned my lessons when I was young.
You had a crazy Corey?
Not like that, but I had my own version of that, and I learned
what
from
was
that
her
situation.
Name? Stacey.
I'm not saying it because she follows me and she probably watches these clips, so I'm not going to say it. It's all love.
A mess. Of course she follows you. She crazy.
Still following.
How you doing, Stacey? Hey, girl.
I plead the fifth. I'm just this. You got it. Shoot.
All my exes follow me and I talk.
If I'm not here next week, just know it's y'all fault.
Listen, I'm gonna see what Stacey up to. Alright, maybe she's not that crazy.
Yeah, we can call her Stacey. I like that. Let's call her Stacey.
Stalker Stacey. I love that. Oh my gosh. But yeah, so Bow Wow, get it together with Crazy Corey. Make that right.
Bruh, stop that.
Cause you know she crazy, babe.
She gonna pull up on you next. Watch.
Pull up on it, girl.
Yeah, pull up on us in the studio and let us know why you so crazy. We crazy here, y'all. Oh, and let us know what's going on in the comments, what you think about what we have going on, Howard.
Yes, so much going on. Let us know if Corey is crazy. Is she wrong for saying, like, we go together after y'all are intimate? Would you do that with your significant other or the one you're talking to as soon as y'all get it in? Now we a couple? Or is it just... we cutty buddies.
I do.
Those are the questions that you ask ahead of time, though, because my thing is, like, I'm going to be real with you. Like, I don't want that. So if we can't have sex and not have a relationship, then it's cool. I'll just go elsewhere.
Well, this is the thing I can say that Bow Wow isn't wrong, because he said what he didn't want in the beginning as well. He said, I don't want to rush. I don't want to be on a relationship. She said, well, if we have sex, I do want to be on a relationship.
Right.
Now, he was wrong for slipping up in it.
Yeah, he crossed the line.
Yeah, he...
He crossed that line.
He crossed
that one line. He crossed that line.
Yeah.
And now you're about to see.
But if a guy tells you he doesn't want to be in a relationship, you can't think the kitty is going to change his mind. Because, I mean, do they all feel the same?
That's a good question. No, not really. See, they all behave differently. That's the thing. They all behave differently. Every kitty has a different type of personality.
Well...
Wow. Was there anything else in this episode that I might have missed that you guys want to touch on?
Just briefly, man. Shania be scrolling. Like, the fact that she already follows Corey.
I know.
And like she said, oh, it's because on Instagram you can see what people like. And I saw that somebody liked it and I thought she was pretty, so I followed her. It's like, you really be on Instagram for real.
I already told you guys, you cannot be sneaking and freaking on Instagram, because we're going to find out. It's easy.
That's why I'm posting on Instagram about that type of stuff.
People tag you.
Okay.
You can tag
comments.
Me. That's fine.
Okay.
All right. Well, you know Stacey watching Byron, so.
That's fine. You don't know who is who. Those are, listen, Stacey, those are just homegirls. And even if they wasn't, it don't matter.
Well, oh my gosh. Thank you, J-Lo.
Listen, J-Lo, that's the sound effect I needed last week when I said Bahamas. I needed the...
All right, she got you this week.
All right, well.
Listen, somebody caught it, though. It's all good. It don't matter.
Let's move on to our special segment.
Ooh.
Who said it? With Miss Conversation Piece.
Oh, yes, you got to guess who said it. I hope you guys were paying attention week.
I really wasn't the way I should have, but it's okay.
All right, let's see. I got some good ones for you.
Let's use this out.
Ooh, let's see.
Oh, no. I feel like you ready. Move your hand, Howard. Off
You've
the
been
table.
Cheating right, the off past the table, off two the times.
Off the table.
I can't even choose. Okay. You really supposed to focus on her.
It was the guy who was in the car with Walker.
Yes.
That's the wrong answer. You could at least say his brother. See that? I should get the point. It was his brother in the car with Walker.
Yes.
All right, well, you can have a point then. If you want, you can have that half a point.
I'll take the half.
All right, so half and half, half and half.
Hand off the table.
I got to be appealing to all men, right?
Tammy.
You know what? She didn't even finish saying what she was saying.
Look at me. The...
Corey?
Yes.
You know what?
Thanks for the sound effect, too.
Okay. You're not twerking at the club.
Bow Wow.
She has to... Y'all see Bow Wow. Y'all see Byron be cheating.
Get your point, Howard.
It was Bow Wow. Okay.
Who did he say it to?
Oh, wait. What was the saying again?
See, Bow Wow said it to Shania. Give me my point, bro. This man ain't serious.
I can't stand Byron, y'all.
I don't feel like I made it to where I want to be.
Remarkable. Easy.
Byron blew you out the water, bro.
Listen, Byron be cheating. There was a few points in there he done cheated. Didn't know the brother, okay? Didn't know Walker was talking to his brother.
I didn't read the subtitle when it said his brother, but okay. Get your half a point for that one, Howard.
I don't know if I like this game.
So next week, you guys, we'll play Guess Who Said It. You can play in the comments with us. Also, leave a like, comment, and subscribe. Yep. Because yeah. Howard don't know.
And just because you say I cheat, I'm going to post it on the gram. I'm gonna get everybody on my side.
Make sure y'all report that on Byron's page, please.
Make sure y'all share that on Byron's page, please.
Report it. Okay. Well, something that needs to be reported is our news and gossip. Mm-hmm.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, of course, it's the king of Atlanta, Bow Wow, in these comments having a whole mess of a party with 50 Cent. So, 50 Cent posted his own little picture of him in the bathtub. And, you know, people were feeling some type of way. Some people weren't. Well, on the gram, Trey Songz, R&B singer Trey Songz, said, "Damn, Five, go make a knee, an N-word, block you, man." And then Bow Wow said to Trey Songz a laughing emoji. And then 50 Cent said, "Hey, Trey Songz, don't bring this N-word to the parties, man. This little N-word crazy, playing with the money. Tycoon Weekend, NY." So, he only said that because Bow Wow put his two cents in the comments and said, "Bro, out here in a tub, thirst trapping to get girls to show up to the party. I'm going to be in London anyway. Y'all going to be on a boat with all my old work. Good luck." So then 50 Cent said, "You ain't got no B's, little N-word. At Future took all of them."
Ooh.
LMAO. "The F you talking about? Tycoon Weekend, NY, boat party, pool party, Pier 115. Be at the party. It's lit."
I want to go to the party, but 50 Cent is petty.
Okay.
Betty. Okay. And technically, Future took one of your girls, too, because you used to date Sierra. Okay.
That's true. Interesting.
Future getting all the lights.
And he losing them just as quick.
He don't care.
He don't.
He gonna have his 20 million kids and...
20 million, wow.
Do what he
Who got more, to. Future or Fetty Wap?
I think Future.
He might have more close. Baby mamas. Fetty got more baby mamas.
I don't know, man.
Well, let's get into some predictions for next week's episode.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV.
But before we do all of that, I want to predict a fan shout out just because we love y'all out there.
Just
because
we got them. I'll start right up top with Miss Rakita Dobie, an OG of the show. I told you, we're going to get you every time, girl. So she said, "I'm trying to figure out why Deb doesn't do background checks and research on these people she be letting in her home." Agreed.
Mm-hmm. True.
"I think Deb needs to dig deep and figure out why she's always trying to play Captain Save-Em." You are very Ooh. Right. Then we have Miss Rashandra Powell, who said, "You ain't tripping. Ayana do the most." I think she's talking about when I said how she cried at the end when it was diffused already. "Like at Bow Wow's first party and Brandon came. She made this whole big thing about him being there, yet he was minding his business, and she walked over to him to tell him he was bothering her by being there. LMAO, she does the most. Wow, okay. And then it's going on some more with Rashonda Powell. She said, buddy with the rabbit puff, that's me. I'm him. Don't know his name, sorry, it's Byron. Thank you. Took the words right out my mouth concerning Bow Wow. Hypocritical AF. Brat too, because she was saying the same thing, yet we can say we don't want to be around her. We don't know if she gonna scam for all that money she owe, or and or bust somebody in the head with a bottle. Two people that love to throw stones. Ooh. Dang, so that's how you really feel. Ooh. And then one more from Miss Rakita Dope, but she said, Bahamas, ha ha, that was corny, Byron, LOL, but I laughed out loud. Thank you for laughing, at least you got it.
Thank you for laughing, girl, because you're the only one.
Actually, I laughed too, so that makes two of us.
Laughing at your own jokes.
Okay. Mm.
That's how you know it's funny.
I guess.
It was quiet. It was real quiet.
I was laughing. It was very loud, but it's okay. Go ahead, Howard. Go ahead. You got the floor, man.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah, shout out to our engineer, J-Lo.
No, she's on fire tonight. She got all the sound effects.
She do.
For your listening pleasures.
Yes. And we love them.
Okay, now let's get into some predictions so we can see what's going to happen next week.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV
predictions.
Oh my goodness.
Do you want to kick it off, Byron?
Yes. I predict that Corey... Well, first, I predict that Bow Wow, she's not going to let go of Corey. Like, he said, the first sign of crazy, I'm out. He is not going to be out. She's just going to be deeper in. That's all it's going to be. He's going to try to reason with her and all that, but it's not going to work. He thinks he's being a player. But just like homegirl, Miss Conversation Piece, he's not a player. He just crush a lot. And that's my prediction.
All right. I predict that Tammy and Waka, she's going to put him on the couch for a little while or lock the doors. I don't know what she's going to do, but it's going to be some tension there. He's going to have to do a big grand gesture. I don't know what it's going to be, but he's going to have to do something because they're already married. So
he got
to
forfeit that $50,000 that she don't care about.
Yeah, what can you buy with that that'll make her happy?
A lot of stuff. It's $50,000.
Some more jewelry.
Okay.
But it's like when you have everything, you got all the Birkins and everything already, it's like, is it really going to help?
Nah, not really.
Maybe they can take a trip somewhere.
That would be nice.
Mm-hmm. I just predict Remarkable's going to be crawling back. She's going to be like, please let me in the boot camp. I'm so sorry. I am humble. But by the time she does all that, they're going to be working on their artists, Deb and DeBrat.
I think if she fires the team and realizes that they weren't very good at speaking for her, then they might be able to say that she's moldable and willing to work with them and listen to them. And I think if she has a change of heart, you know, Miss Deb heart.
Yes.
She's going to be like, okay, I believe you. And she's going to let her in.
I think if she actually auditions too. Like if she's like, okay, guys, show up at this location and she does a show, maybe.
Mm-hmm. But it still put a bad taste in their mouth, though. The fact that they had to go through this whole fiasco. So I think it won't be exactly the same. And they're always going to like look at her kind of side-eyed, even if they are cool again.
Well, let us know in those comments down below. What are your predictions? What do you see happening with Remarkable? What do you see happening with Bab and Corey? Because you know Corey is crazy. Crazy Corey. And what do you see happening with Waka and Tammy? Is she going to put them on that couch? Let us know on our YouTube page in those comments down below and on iTunes. If you're on iTunes right now and you're listening to us, because I know you are, go ahead and give us those 5 stars. I mean, what are you doing? And of course, if you're listening to us on Spotify, hey y'all, hopefully Spotify gets a comment section and we can interact with you guys there. I am one of your hosts here, Howard the Third. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Howard the Third. I also do another show on our sister channel, Black Hollywood Live, on Sundays at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time called Back to Reality, where we talk all things reality TV and pop culture. Check me out there. This Conversation Piece.
Oh, yes. You can follow me on Instagram at MISS Conversation Piece. Also, check out my website, www.conversationpiecemag.com. I'm also on Basketball Wives. Stars.
Yes.
And what other show? Love & Hip Hop. Hollywood is going down, so check me out there too.
She booked and busy, y'all. What's going on? It's Byron K. Once again, you can find me everywhere online at Hero from the 90s. You can also catch me on Sundays, 5 o'clock Pacific time for the All That After Show.
Yes. And we will see you guys all next Thursday. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.